Hey, y'all, and welcome in for a special edition of the Nullcast Instant Reaction Podcast. This is Bud Elliott. It's about midnight. I guess we're technically Wednesday morning now. And what are we instantly reacting to? We are reacting to Cam Akers picking Florida State over Ole Miss. This episode, of course, is brought to you by our sponsors, Louisiana Hot Sauce and Madison Social. No extended ad reads today since it's just a quick instant reaction. Probably be about 10 minutes or so, depending on what I remember to say before I go to bed. I think in this episode I want to discuss the how. How did Florida State beat Ole Miss for Cam Akers? And we talk sometimes in football, did one team win a game or did another team lose a game? And that can apply to this recruitment. But by the way, the audio quality in this might not be the best. I'm using the microphone on my Mac. I don't have my big extended microphone here with me. I'm traveling at the Under Armour game, and then I have to go to the Army game. We have some other guys covering the Orange Bowl. Check that out on TomahawkNation.com. But people say, hey, did you win a game or did you lose a game? And in this case, I really think, and I'm going to give FSU loads of credit here in a minute, but Ole Miss fumbled this football that was Cam Akers' recruitment. I think there are basically three central reasons why. Because everybody I talk to says that had things been different, Cam Akers would have been at Ole Miss a long time ago. And they had maintained that for really the whole time. The number one reason Ole Miss screwed this up was the NCAA stuff. You go out, you get big-time players from other teams' backyards when you have absolutely no history, no winning tradition, don't have great facilities, don't have any kind of great coaching staff, nothing really super impressive about the program, have been a doormat in the SEC for as long as anybody can remember, no national championships, no kid in his lifetime has ever seen Ole Miss win anything significant, probably their parents or their parents' parents either. Well, the NCAA is going to take notice of that. If you go in and you all of a sudden sign a number three recruiting class in the nation out of nowhere, huh? We've talked about the speed limit thing before, right? Can you go 90? Probably on the interstate. If you go 110, you might get noticed. And right now, Ole Miss's class is dead last in the SEC West because of the NCAA cloud. They haven't even had their NCAA penalties yet. This thing got backed up basically another year when Tunzel admitted to taking money on draft night after the whole gas mask fiasco. And guess what? Kids see that. And they might tell you, look, it doesn't matter. Playing the bowl game doesn't matter. I had a kid tell me that today. But they're not going to pick Ole Miss. I think that was probably the number one reason why I thought FSU had a really good shot to sign Cam Akers. It's very hard to see a program like Ole Miss, which look, he has a lot of friends on that team. He's very familiar with that team. He's visited campus a bunch of times. If Ole Miss didn't have the NCAA cloud hanging over him, I think he would put on that Ole Miss hat tonight. And he probably would have had a hat that did not look like it came from a damn gas station as well. When he pulled that out, I was pretty sure that he was not going to go to Ole Miss, aside from the fact that he told Florida State at least 24 hours in advance and probably more. Probably longer back than that as well. I think he may have told him about a week ago. So the NCAA thing is huge. Ole Miss might get nuked by the NCAA. Bowl ban, massive sanctions, scholarships, etc. That's big. Reason number two, Ole Miss dropped the ball and basically made it so that Cam Akers really couldn't justify signing there. Is that Ole Miss, they struck out on all their coordinator hires, right? And I discussed this on a previous episode. They had to overpay for like some C and D level choices. Now they didn't get their number one or number two choice at these coordinator hires. They had to overpay a lot to get people to come there because I think these assistant coaches realize that Ole Miss is a sinking ship. They're not going to survive this NCAA thing and come out on the other side. It's going to set them back decades. It's just not going to happen. You know, Hugh Freeze might get fired next year. If Ole Miss goes 5-7 or 4-8, he's probably toast. And they'll probably fire the AD too after this whole NCAA thing. That's program turmoil. Jimbo Fisher just signed an 8-year with options, basically a 10-year extension. That's program security. That's a big deal too. But importantly, if you look at these assistants that Ole Miss hired, specifically on offense, Phil Longo, who you ever heard of him? I hadn't. Coach for Sam Houston State. He runs the air raid. That is a spread passing offense. And he can say at his press conference all he wants. How he wants to have a physical running attack, blah, 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 whatever. You run the air raid, then you run the air raid. That means if you're Cam Akers, you're playing out of a super wide open spread that's trying to throw the ball 50 times a game. Can you really trust that Ole Miss is all of a sudden going to start running the football? Because I got to tell you, they haven't prioritized running the football throughout Cam Akers' high school career. So if you're Cam Akers, you're looking at this, you're saying, man, I really would like to stay home. I'm a Mississippi guy. I skipped out on the New York ceremony for the high school Heisman and all those awards to play in the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game. I care deeply about the state of Mississippi. I wouldn't take recruiting visits when I had games. I want to be, you know, Mississippi's chosen one. I want to be that legend in my state. But man, can I risk my future by going to a school like Ole Miss that might just get totally bombed by the NCAA, might get its coach fired, just hired a coach that doesn't really prioritize running the football? Throughout my entire career, they've never really run the football. I look around in this recruiting class, it's terrible. I mean, they one of the worst recruiting classes in the Power Five right now, dead last in the SEC West. Is that really what I want? That when I visit Alabama, Ohio State, LSU, Florida State, do the players at Ole Miss 1-85 look like that? No, they got some studs in that team, but a lot of that roster is not that high quality. That's a big deal. So you combine NCAA instability with the potential coaching instability, with the coaching hire that really did not go very well, and the fact that that Ole Miss under Hugh Freeze has never really prioritized running the football, and it opened the door for Florida State, and Florida State kicked that door down. We know that mom and stepdad wanted Ole Miss, and biological dad, and I believe the uncle, wanted Florida State. Well, if Akers made it clear that, look, he could not go to Ole Miss, not with what was happening there, then they start looking around. What is the next best option? Ohio State, we know Akers liked them a whole lot. He really did. That's just so far away. Mississippi, you know, Clinton, Mississippi to Columbus, Ohio, that's not drivable. Not if you got to take off work. But Clinton, Mississippi to Tallahassee, you can day trip that. Not easily, but it's not undoable, not impossible like Columbus is. That's a big deal. For a kid that loves Mississippi as much as Cam does, I really think that he was not going to go that far away from home. You look at LSU. Hell, LSU might could have signed Cam Akers had it actually got Lane Kiffin done. Like, I believe he was told Lane Kiffin was coming to LSU. That's what my sources say. And when Ed Orgeron failed to land Lane Kiffin, I think that may have been what closed the book on Cam Akers going to LSU. So if you're Florida State, you kind of win with the coaching stability and trust there by keeping Jimbo Fisher while LSU screws around and doesn't get Lane Kiffin, even though I think Matt Canada is a good hire for them. A lot of people thought Tennessee had a shot in this. They're probably just throwing bad money at it because the Butch Jones is, you know, probably extreme hot seat next year and their program looked like trash this year. So it kind of became process elimination. What school offers what you want, but also you can kind of help to say, okay, this is better than Ole Miss in this area and this area and this area. And really in every single area that Florida State could present to Cam Akers, with the exception of familiarity and with the exception of distance from home, FSU had the edge. Florida State did a masterful job recruiting him. Tim Brewster, Jimbo Fisher, Jay Graham. Jimbo with the great in-home visit there right before the dead period. Really made an impression from what I was told. Tim Brewster, we know he recruits well in Mississippi. He's Florida State's ace. We've said before, FSU needs another ace on this staff. And I still firmly believe that. I think they had another ace on the staff that could be in the real running for a top three type class. Currently, they're number five. And Jay Graham, the running backs coach, who, look, just had another draft pick. Dalvin Cook is going to be a first-round pick. Cam Akers tonight obviously said Dalvin's leaving. I don't think that's really breaking news. Maybe to some people it is, but I'd be kind of mad if Dalvin came back, to be honest. He needs to go get paid. So you got all these advantages for Florida State. Because Ole Miss is in such turmoil, that meant Akers wasn't committed yet. And it kind of had that doubt in his mind, and Florida State was able to capitalize on that. And then they did the most important thing you can do with out-of-state recruits. They got them on campus three times. And they got the important decision makers on campus. Mom, dad, stepdad, uncle, I think his brother was there, high school coach. They got all the relevant decision makers on campus three times. They got other FSU recruits recruiting him. Again, the people recruiting him to Ole Miss are already on the team. Not necessarily other top recruits because there aren't any top recruits in Ole Miss's recruiting class right this minute. And so you go to a team that, hey, just Dalvin Cook was the feature of this offense for the last 2 years. He was the offense. And you get such a special player in Cam Akers that I would say if I had to put a percentage on it, I would say the reason Cam Akers at Florida State is probably 5% Alabama deciding to go chase Najee Harris after they already had Cam Akers committed, because he was committed, you know, back in the day. Probably 65% Ole Miss having all that stuff going on that made it untenable for him to go there. And probably 30% Florida State doing the best recruiting job on him out of any school. I think FSU could have done the same recruiting job and still easily and probably lost him to Ole Miss had Ole Miss not had all this stuff going on. But guess what? Ole Miss did have that stuff going on. And because of that, Florida State is going to sign and early enroll one of the most talented running backs it has ever had. Cam Akers runs like Percy Harvin if Percy Harvin was 10 pounds bigger. There's a lot of Dalvin Cook in his game, too. People see it. I think he's a little bit bigger than Dalvin. He might even be a little more physical than Dalvin Cook. I don't know if he has quite the same top-end speed, but I guess we'll see about that. I think he's a player that can carry your program. And now Florida State has that guy, one of the highest-rated recruits they have ever signed, regardless of position. Now he's ready to start recruiting for Florida State. I know he's going to try hard to get Marvin Wilson, the number one defensive tackle in the country, to come to FSU. That would be really big for the Seminoles. Just a huge recruiting night. And they still have Zaquandre White, who I think is an elite back, and Kalon LeBourne, who is also, in my opinion, an elite back. Florida State right now has the best running back trio, really the best group of running backs committed in the entire country. And I don't really believe it's all that close. They're that loaded there, assuming White and LeBourne stay. If you're Ole Miss, you got a lot of momentum right now. But it's all negative. I mean, it's 5-7 season. Probably won't go to a bowl next year. I think there's a good chance we look back on this year. We may be telling our kids, hey, you know, back in the day, there was this kind of weird stretch where Ole Miss was actually recruiting really, really well. And we might all laugh about that. And if you're FSU, what a tremendous job of pouncing on Ole Miss's problems and taking the number one player out of the state of Mississippi. Just the second time it has happened since the turn of the century. They almost always stay in state. Sean Coleman, who went to Auburn, offensive tackle in 2008, I believe was the last time it happened. 84-85% of 4 and 5 stars in the state of Mississippi stay in the state of Mississippi. That's just to show you just how tough it was to pull Cam Akers out of Mississippi. FSU had to do everything right, and by all accounts, they did. And that combined with Ohio State being too far away, LSU screwing up their offensive coordinator hire, and Ole Miss really having a lot of program problems right now. That opened that door just a crack for FSU, and FSU kicked that thing down, and now it has who many people believe to be the best running back in the entire country. Just a little behind the scenes there. Hope that was informational for y'all. Had some other stuff I wanted to get into, but we'll probably do it on a further episode. We will try to do another episode of this podcast probably Thursday morning or Friday morning after hearing some more from the Under Armour. I did 25 interviews today and needed to digest what all was in them. They all kind of run together. After a little while, sending them out to all the SB Nation team sites, and we'll catch you all on the flip side. Again, Cam Akers, 5-star running back. Go to TomahawkNation.com and watch his highlights because those are special. Good night, y'all.